Ani Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up, it's your boy, Sadie J, and you're listening to Life in the Dust Live, and we're live from Phoenix Cabaret right now. Yes, we are live from Phoenix Cabaret. Yes, y'all know our DJ at Phoenix on every Wednesday night, every Sunday and Monday, every Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday night. So, since I'm here on Wednesday, I decided, hey, I'm going to start doing the show from here too. So, basically, you know, this show, how the show gonna go now is, y'all come, y'all enjoy the show, and after the show is over, we gotta come out, we'll be in the DFW, come and check us out at Pinup Cabaret, and go have a few drinks with us, enjoy some entertainment, all that and above. My narrow neighbor checking in just a moment, so yeah, a lot of great, great teams in the building, great teams. But nonetheless, I want to go ahead and thank my girl Cody Honey. Let me see if I got Nate to build them. Open her up and I'll before I go any further. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
What you hear, that music you hear in the background, I just kind of told to get everyone, but the music you hear in the background is me live from Pinup, where I DJ on Wednesdays. So, yeah. You're gonna hear a lot of interesting music in the background. Nonetheless, how you been, Nate? Before you ask that question, first off, let me say big thank you to my sister, Cody Honey, for holding down for me last week. And y'all show was interesting, man. That was a funny show. Y'all did a good ass job. And that's the fun thing, man. You know, we got a great team. And my sister, Joe, she's a great team player. Now she's done the show herself, so she already knows about how to go about it. So that's pretty much what you're looking at there. But nonetheless, I'm Nate. How you been doing?
I've been good. What about you?
What you say?
I've been good. What about you?
Besides, you know, working hard as hell. A lot of blessings. A lot of things that people are just overcoming. Just, man, it's a blessing to see people coming up on top. So, you know, of course, one thing I'm going to say, shout out to, I just got to, I'm moving to my new place next week. So, I'm excited about that. A lot of big movements going on, making them move. So we're gonna go ahead and go to a quick song break, and we come back. We're gonna get into Life at Dusk Live, like how we do best. Be right back, y'all.
Cause I wanna hear you tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. Put your feet.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rep my shit. Real real, yeah, you can test my everywhere I go. I ain't never back down to France, no.
Nobody, nobody.
I ain't never back down to France, no.
Luciano, FBBB Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jump, but I ain't never ran. Get to the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with EB, what gang? He don't want these problems, make me come out of retirement. Grip my I'm just a product of my environment. 80s logo rep, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double pair my toes. MCBZ, I bust a hater head behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing out, one of them get your drugs.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit.
Welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Teddy J and your girl.
Hey, Sedusha.
Yeah, she's doing the show live from Penthouse Cabaret.
That I recently did 2 weeks ago. That motherfucker is hard, though. I look so much good. If y'all haven't seen it, y'all need to go on my motherfucking page and watch it. It's definitely a much to watch.
Yeah, you look like a whole iron tray. I saw it. Well, I was literally, when I saw it, I had literally just finished a photo shoot. And I was like, okay, Nate, you're building? Like, okay, I see. This next time, while I'm over here doing other stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, you can't just be snapping it, coming up on my timeline like that. What are we doing? So, yeah, you were showing up.
I was showing the fuck out in that motherfucking lingerie, wig looking good as motherfucking slate, makeup looking good. But
hearing body,
I had
a person say,
like, I didn't
get
nobody done. I'm sure. That's
natural. Yeah, you know, you knew you were showing out. You just, I was like, come on, Nate. You're doing too much to us. We ain't ready for all this. But, I mean, is there any different than what you ever do with these projects?
y'all just had a face tone for these pictures. Like, if y'all think that video is crazy, just wait until y'all see the pictures.
Yeah, I'm already waiting.
Supposed to do a behind the scenes. I didn't even know it was going to be a behind the scenes. Honestly, I didn't know. But my photographer, he brought his assistant with him, and his assistant do videography. So he was just doing some behind the scenes of a photo shoot that took place. Which, that was dope. That was real dope.
Yeah, I was like, I love it. Like, yeah, I said, I'm mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, you don't. I mean, you put out consistent great work. That is like people like wait for is like when a name project get ready to drop is well anticipated. They're like, yeah. They put y'all some more heat. But you drop some heat, the world fucking stops every time.
Nah, seriously. And then over
5,000
followers. I was just at
6,000
followers in May. Now I'm at
11,000
followers.
That's what's up for sure. Big up. We gotta give you a big up for that. Cause you don't understand. And like, you know, I know people always ask the magic question. Which hell, we gonna ask? Stay here. That's what I want. What's your personal? Because everybody does it different ways. What's your personal secret of how you got your followers up where you are now?
Just by being consistent. Like, a lot of people are recognizing me, so they are like sharing my content on their page, and then their people end up following me. So, you know, it's pretty dope.
You know what's interesting about you too? You have a slow and steady wins the race type of thought process about how you handle stuff. And I say that basically saying, so for instance, some people, they want to be famous way too fast. They so thirsty to be famous that some of them don't even plan right. They just do whatever and just act sporadic. You take your time meticulously and let it come. I would tell you, focus on success first, and the fame will come. No, matter of fact, focus on success. If the fame comes, the fame comes. But a lot of times, fame is more of like winning the lottery. You can't plan fame necessarily, but you can plan success. And I say that all the time. I think that's kind of. From my outside looking in, it's like that's what you do with your own stuff. Hell, that's what I do with my show. Like, some people might be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I convert people all the time. People who work, who did this to my show, who are like, okay. And they finally listen and they go, man, I'm mad I haven't been listening to your show. So, people do stuff. People sit outside on the bench, outside the club, looking in, and not getting through the door. But when they get to that door, they have a good time. And that's how you do it with your project. Like, I think that's why right now your number, your following count is the same. You have been building up over time. You ain't been impatient about it. You've been letting it build up, and now it's organically doing it. And you want organic. How many people have said you want organic followers? Some people want followers so bad, and they wonder why their page is getting hacked and stuff. Because y'all are so thirsty for your followers, so you actually let these fake followers and scammers into your world. And you think that's because you made your page private, that's going to fix everything. No? If they want to get through there, they can get through there too.
Right. Yeah, really, so, honestly, it's all about like being consistent, and like you can't give up on your dreams. Like, don't give up. Like, some people might count you out. Some people say like, "Oh, this is not for you," and only God, like God, the final thing. At the end of the day, like, as long as you believe in yourself, that's all that you need is to believe in yourself. God says a mustard seed of faith in him will take you a long way. So as long as you have faith in God, a mustard seed of faith in God, God is going to take you to where he wants you to be. And as long as you believe in him, you pray to him, you meditate, don't worry about nothing else. Just worry about today and what God, like, once you believe in God, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
you know what?
That's what a lot of people have to realize. Yeah, I might be like, yes, I'm Nate Seduction. That's my brand. I'm Nate Seduction. But I'm still a human at the end of the day. When Nate Seduction go to sleep at night, I'm just me. And I do, like, have a relationship with God. God, and a lot of people are afraid to say they have a relationship with God. I'm not afraid to say that I have a relationship with God. I'm not afraid to say I'm where I'm at because of God. Because God is doing all the things for me. God is blessing me. I'm being consistent with my faith in God.
You all know it's too late. I think sometimes it's not that people are afraid to say they love God. They're afraid to say so when people put this label on you of not being in a perfect situation. Like, for instance, I had a deep conversation with my pastor, I've been talking to him a lot for the past few weeks. Like, that's pretty much been my church, like, really just talking to him and fellowship and praying with him. It's really, like, gave me the faith I need. Like, it's really helped me get through time. And so, one thing, some people like, Chris, like, I use where I'm at now, purpose, in the strip club. People make it seem like if you work in the strip club, you don't need to admit that you go to church or that you are a God-fearing person. They don't want you to admit that because they feel like, oh, wait, God, people don't go to, don't work at strip clubs. They make you feel that way. And so, I had a deep conversation with Pastor about that. And he was definitely going, which I probably will have him on the show soon. I really want him to talk about this. And, he just really, like, really opened my eyes and stuff. And, like, yeah, you just want to be able to just do it. Just don't think you can because where you at. At the end of the day, where is your heart? Depending on where your heart is, that's really where it's going to set you.
Uh-huh.
If all these goddamn social norms or rules people got for you, that don't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing at all. So I tell people all the time, don't put me in your bubble because I work at a strip club or because you know girls work at a strip club. We still got people too. The hell? Like, I don't give a... People who make... Like, everybody makes these rules, and you go to the Bible, and you look, and you like, okay, where'd you find today? Like, they make up their own Bible verse. It's a new one as heck. But I will say this. What it has been getting me through lately, man, is I am now, like, you know how they say that God's already got to take care of for you? My mind really thinks that way now. I go out something and I've done everything in my power to do it, and I have this faith of it's going to happen. I go out and I say, it's going to happen. And some people are going to be crazy. No, I don't know. I don't really. And it can be even by somebody else. I'm saying, no, it's going to happen. I'm speaking positivity into the world. It's, I mean, if people who aren't necessarily spiritual or aren't necessarily people that have a close relationship to God, you do understand the phrase of law of attraction. If you breathe positivity, it's going to come back to you. You got to breathe positivity.
If you think positive will happen, but if you think in negative all the time, you're only going to reciprocate negative energy.
Hey, I always came up as a pretty happy person anyway. But now, instead of being, like, happy and then feel like I got all these skeletons hiding and being sad and all that, I'm really going to start being in a true, genuine happiness because my mindset of me and my relationship with God are on a different level to where I don't feel like I got to go by somebody else's rules. And I started thinking that way more and more. It has made me so much more powerful. And I walk around, I'm happy. You can see why I'm always all bounce around, dancing and getting crap. That's why, because I'm happy, man. I'm in the happiest mode of my life right now, and I'm excited to continue to see what's gonna go on, because I've been through a lot of stuff as we go on. Maybe I've been saying 2020 I want to receive. You know what? Honestly, I don't want to receive a 2020. I want to keep it going, because the fact that we had to go this hardship, it means that some better stuff over the horizon is coming. So I'm not tripping on this. It is going to happen this year. Don't wait till 2021. Don't run out. We still got about 6 months left. Don't even run out because there was a few months that were horrible. The hell?
All right.
Yeah, so that's my take on it. But, yeah, again, going back to the top, congratulations to you. And you, like I said, I always look forward to your projects. You already know. This is the first time, let me put one more disclaimer on this before I move on. This is the first time Nate didn't even send me a behind. She didn't even send me a preview before y'all saw it. So this is the first time I was surprised like everybody else. I was like, oh, okay. I wasn't ready for this on the timeline. So, yeah, so it was dope, man. I definitely thought that was shit was dope as well. Yeah, I'm laughing. Not the youngest player in the background. So we're gonna go into a quick song break, very quick song break, jump back in, and we're gonna do what we call Crickets of the Week. We know how we do it.
I'm not and only if he don't deserve it. Blew a bag on that cause he know I'm worth it. Maybelline cover girl for certain. And my body on point, they be like, who's just searching? Turns out, I'm never in a drought. And from what these say, I look better in person. I'm already getting used to the lurking. Man, these can't stop, they the regular version. Whips German, coins I earned them. Baby daddy, I'm still curving. $100,000 car just to slam the doors in. Made him quit the drink cause it was filling up his organs. Act like future, but they say they want alluring. The irony, huh, quit trying me. Okay, take me out the Barney's if you proud of me. I like baguettes, I like the text boy if you drowning me. I'm not, and no, if he don't deserve it. Blew a bag on that, cause he know I'm worth it. Maybelline cover girl for certain. And my body on point, they be like, who's just searching? True story, you broke for me. I've been counting hundreds ever since I was a shorty. I get to the money and you know it's mandatory. Asking for my time when you know you can't afford it. I'ma spend his money, I'ma save mine. Cause I'ma bail him out if he do jail time. Or empty out the safe if he ain't worth the wait. Cause I'ma get mine or do him real slime. I promise you gon' love it, I'll be worth the chase. Cause I could be the drinker to your Kevin Gates. He tryna fuck me while we on a second date. He got these bitches thirst, but I just can't relate.
Spend that bag for real. Spend that bag if you love me. I got 10,000 bitches wanna feel this. But you can only get it if you're lucky.
I'm not and no if he don't deserve it. Blew a bag on that cause he know I'm worth it. Maybelline cover girl for certain. And my body on point, they be like, who's just searching? True story, you broke for me. I've been counting hundreds ever since I was a shorty. I get to the money and you know it's mandatory. Asking for my time when you know you can't afford it.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Hey, Seduction.
Okay, so we're going to have some fun today. So we're going to do Crickets of the Week first. And then we're going to do a segment where we're going live from the club. Where I'm going to go around, and I'm going to have Crickets of the Week from the dancers. We're going to actually have dancers and put their own Crickets of the Week into there. So, yeah. We switch it up. We are throwing a whole other vibe at y'all today. I'm just waiting to see how this is going to turn. So, definitely. Let me go ahead and start doing crickets. Sound them. Okay. All right, so for this week's cricket of the week, Nate, I kept trying to bring this guy up. But he always is doing stuff that has that caused me to have to say something. So, let me tell you why the president, current president of the United States, y'all know him as Donald Trump, let me tell you why he is getting a pick of the week for this week, Dave, because there's always something for him, right? Well, the biggest one of them all was the most ignorant thing I have heard him. No, he said a lot of ignorant things, but probably like one of the top 10 most ignorant things he said. Nay, I'm going to tell you what this man said this week. He said, okay, so they have to get the numbers back from, they had to reach numbers as far as the coronavirus COVID-19 numbers. And they were talking about, you know, how the numbers were looking higher, but, you know, it's more so also reflected because of the testing. So he was talking about, you know, a big part of it is because we're testing more. And so, which that's, obviously, if you test more people, you're going to have more data to be able to see bigger numbers. And so, yeah, it might not necessarily mean that it means more people are just running around. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're contracting faster. That's not necessarily what that means either. But it just means more people are of knowledge that did not have any concrete answers. Again, but this idiot said the way to lower the numbers is stop testing. Stop doing as many tests. That's your fix to stopping coronavirus numbers. You want us to stop testing. So I thought of that and I was like, that's like saying the AIDS numbers are going up, right? And we say stop testing. No. That's why people, like, when it comes to STDs and AIDS, we'll be able to be more preventative because we got more people tested. You find out more stuff and you find out ways to get more data, being able to kind of study the behaviors of what's going on and knowing how to prevent this stuff from happening. And also making other people, other party that deals with you, let them be aware of what's going on. They can make decisions on how they can prevent it from them happening to them. So this is that stupid hell that his magic thing was, let's stop testing in order to stop the numbers. That's one of the dumbest things he said ever. That's pretty much why I stand with this. Like, I'm over the dude. He just continually finds a way to keep doing, saying some stuff. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to go into the crowd. And go, I'm asking people. I got press on here, so I'm gonna ask them a question. I'm gonna let them put the cricket of the weekend. Okay, so hold on. I ain't gotta go move my mic anywhere because you right here. Alright, Nico, I want you to do this. So let me tell you how crickets of the week works. The way crickets of the week works is
you talk about what's necessarily hot messages. Yeah, so like maybe something like that customers do that you don't like, or something you just saw on the street. So what's something you want to put on blast?
You say something all the time. He got negative money.
Like women with their toes not done, that's a no-no. Or women in the store with these shorts on that look like drawers. That's a no-no. That's a hot mess.
She called me.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
So that was a good one. Yeah, because I'm telling you, don't be counting right. I'm telling you, y'all coming out looking right in the summer. Them toes ain't done. I'm counting your ass. Just know it. They look like
creepy crawlers.
How you gonna have your nails done on your toes?
Hey, I see it all the time. They've been kicking rocks, literally. All right, so I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go out into the street. So hold on, Nate. Hang on 1 second. Run around to the street. You're gonna hear quiet for a second.
right, so I'll tell your name. You talk about some odd time. Don't be acting like I'm brand new. Like, you ain't got nothing to say all of a sudden now. All right, so tell me who you are. What's up, she saw y'all. All right, so go ahead and tell them who you are.
I'm Luxury. And I think what is a hot mess is when they be sitting at the table and they be chewing their gum and they just be smacking like you can see the spit come out.
Oh.
And so I think that's just a hot mess.
That was a good one because I didn't even think about that. Now I'm going to be paying attention to that shit more.
Say, Sardin. Say, Sardin.
Smacking the fuck at that gun. I've been watching that shit. Oh, okay.
Times I'm snitching because they say they can't pay you a reward if you catch a video of people dogs shitting everywhere. I'm letting you know that one. I'm letting you know right now. You don't pick up your dog. I am snitching. And I ain't holding back at all. So
just know you can say what you want, but it is what it is. I ain't got time for it. Get up at your damn dog. Well, before we get ready to go in a second, I'm going to go into one more song break, and then we're going to call it the show. Right here on Life That Does Live, your boy Teddy J, and your girl, Nate Sim.
The way you feeling, I know what you need and you can get it on, but
yeah.
I ain't like the others, so you're gonna discover it's that type of loving that can change your life. Ooh. I got all the
let me, I can eat up mine. I'm the better version, call me 2.5. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got all the time in the world. No expectations at all. I just want what's best with you, girl. Believe that headache, babe. I'm just tired of all.
Me and they do our official final calls that we always do. I'm down here right now, walking around. I'm talking. We got a special announcement to make. Let him get on the mic in a second and go ahead and tell everybody that don't know. If you ain't been on the Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or the Facebook thread, let him speak right now. All right, so I'm gonna put on. Well, I'm putting the air right now is one of the owners of Pinhead's Cabaret. I'm gonna let him tell you what we got coming up this weekend. Something very big is coming this weekend, so I'm letting him go ahead and let y'all know. So, .com supporters. All right, so here we go. I'm gonna put him on front street right now. All right, Mac, tell the people on the air what we got coming up this weekend.
Say, man, it's our first anniversary party at Pinup's Cabaret. You know it's live for Mac Henry throwing it. Y'all need to get here. This is what I do. You know, Fort Worth, the city of Fort Worth is what we do over here, man. Y'all get here.
It is Father's Day weekend, too.
Oh, yes, it is a holiday weekend.
So,
I got a bunch of kids. I wonder how many gifts I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. don't want no more fucking ties. Oh, no goddamn hen paintings. So, I just heard from the owner himself what's going on this weekend. And I just got a post on one dancer here. What's up, Fancy? What's up? On the air right now.
Yeah, so.
What we going to do, we'll go ahead and close out the show the way we do best. Nate, do you have any announcements you want to make for us that we need to know about?
Y'all need to go watch my motherfucking video on my motherfucking Instagram. Go check my shit the fuck out. I promise it's worth watching. It's definitely a must-be. Stay tuned for the pictures. I'm going to be dropping soon. Oh, I'll be in Atlanta 4th of July weekend. So, y'all come fuck with your girl in the motherfucking A. Going up, it's going to be a motherfucking movie. Oh, and I will be doing a photo shoot while I'm in Atlanta. So, you know, stay tuned. Nate Production Brand is dropping a lot of y'all can follow me on all social media. Nate Production, that's N-A-Y-Y, or Production. Nate Production Brand is all one word. Y'all go check it out. Just fuck with it. Period.
I think I might have to get you flued out over here so you can quit dodging this. Kicking Buzz here in the area one time. I might have to get you flued out so you can't keep dodging us no more. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, so, I know, but of course, like you said earlier, we got the anniversary party going on this weekend. Time for that first anniversary. It's going to be lit. Y'all know every time there's a big birthday party or a big anniversary here at the club, it's always the weather changes often around here. So just be ready. The weather's going, there's going to be a lot of weather reports going on this weekend. Also, new issue of Human Canvas magazine just dropped. The cover is, and on, if you get the cover, this is the first cover that we have not had a cover model on the cover. We did something a little different. We decided, hey, let's do something where it's about solidarity, and we're not, it's bigger than just one person, and so. When you look at the cover, it has a fist. Look at the fist. The fist has a bunch of different words in it that kind of go with what's going on in the world right now. And so you read the fist, that's a powerful move going on inside the magazine's a variety. So it's our annual Live Freely issue. We incorporate all that stuff as well because, heck, you can live free and display yourself as much as you want. Live your life the way you want, display how you want. But if all these other things are going on, you can't truly live free. So that's why we kind of took it up another notch. Yeah, so that's what we got coming up. Y'all know y'all can follow us. Make sure y'all subscribe to us on iHeartRadio. Subscribe to us on iHeartRadio. Type in Life It Does Live, and you'll be able to find us. Subscribe, listen to all the shows. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Follow me, Setting J Dust, on all my social media and Laser Focus Photos on my social media in Human Canvas Bag. And that's it. That being said, I'm gonna get ready to roll now, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a.
Where there's a name or a you, there
that
is a way.
This is an episode of Life at the Just Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
Nate Seduction.
And Nate, what's that public service that we give everybody every Wednesday?
If you go home, please
do it
responsibly.
And I want to say big shout out. Big happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Also, happy
Definitely.
Father's Day to your dad.
I got somebody
right here.
Ready.
He's still.
No
matter. So, big shout out. Happy Father's Day to my dad, Cecil Collier. Happy Father's Day to your dad. What's your dad's name?
Happy Father's Day to my dad, Robert Richardson Mason. he rests in heaven.
Yes, yes. And salute to him because he created a very intellectual and beautiful, powerful young lady that I'm glad to have as a friend and colleague. So, big up.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.